All right, why don't we get this show on the road tonight? Why don't we start with the carryout? This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Hillary Clinton names her VP candidate. It's Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. There is word that she will personally announce later tonight or tomorrow. But instead of a press conference, she'll just email America. Just more comfortable for her. Tim Kaine. Well, I don't know how much this is going to go in courting the young voters, the millennials, which is why I suggest that the Clinton campaign shorten his name to T. Kaine and auto-tune everything he says. Right? Any T-Pain fans out there? No? No. Donald Trump delivered his speech to the RNC last night, and today the media fact-checked said speech, and I was right, believe is not a word. Sorry. Right? That's ridiculous. There was, you better believe it. Better believe it. All right. That's not a word. Believe. Well, we know believe. We don't know believe. David Duke, the famed KKK member and white supremacist, announced today he's going to go legit. He's running for Senate. He cited Donald Trump as his inspiration. Maybe this is what Trump meant by party unity. When reached for comment, Trump was like, David, you're going to love it. You just say the most outrageous stuff, and it just makes you more popular. And get a gold chair, maybe two. That's a terrible Donald Trump. I realize when I do the carryout, I don't really do a Donald Trump. I feel like that's kind of, it's almost become a cliche, don't you think?
To
like
do one?
To do it, if I would have said, David, you're going to love it, say the most, I don't do a good Trump, and I don't feel like.
You need to work on it.
Yeah, maybe I need to work on it.
Maybe like an SNL member, cast player.
Yeah, there are, auditions are coming up. I think last night, if I learned anything from watching the Donald Trump speech, it's that I just need to get really angry and channel my Orwellian 1984 dictator, right? So it's sort of like, we are going to be the party of law and order. Did that work? That was pretty good, right? that was my Donald Trump. Closer to home, Governor Rauner had to publicly apologize today for a 2011 email where he said that half of CPS teachers were virtually illiterate. Always good to have the leader of your state say such nice things about the teachers of our children. It makes you warm and fuzzy inside, right? And he has found out that all of them can read and, or at least shout. He was accosted by a CTU member today at a press conference. So it's going to be a fun summer. Way to go. Southwest Airlines continues to have computer problems and more flights were canceled today. Southwest, more like South Mess. My 9-year-old came up with that today. Yeah, pretty good, right? I mean, that's like Leno caliber right there. And yeah, you know, Southwest, more like South Mess. You know, because the computers, they Leno-wise. Pokemon Go just became the fastest-selling app in Apple Store history this week. It's so popular that Pikachu was seen at the Ivy with Bieber and Teef Swift. I think Pikachu may have a drug problem. Just real nasty Pokemon stuff. I mean, and seriously, close your legs when you get out of the Escalade, Pikachu. So we can keep getting a peek of your chew. A new study says that some alcohol can cause some cancers. Other alcohols can cause a great time. What's up? For like a half hour, then you get cancer. Ronnie Woo Woo is on crutches after surgery to fix his knee. Apparently fell on his knee at Wrigley Field. I guess nobody helped him when he fell, mostly because they couldn't tell if he was cheering on the Cubs or crying in pain. Can, woo, somebody, woo, help, woo, me, woo. I'm woo so woo sad. In weather, boy oh boy, it continues to be hot. The excessive heat warning is almost over. Is it me? Or is excessive heat warning the best name ever for a salsa wedding band? We are excessive heat warning and we want to know, do you want to shake that conga? And then they do the Gloria Estefan. If you think it's hot here, it's 127 degrees in Iraq today. So, yeah, planet's doing fine. In sports, Peanut Tillman signed with the Bears today to retire. He held a press conference and talked about his fondest memories. He also said that his wife wanted him to play one more year. I like this woman. I said the same thing yesterday, right? We're in sync. Peanut's going to be on Bill and Wendy tomorrow. excited about this because the last time they were on, he just took calls. Like he was on the show to promote something, like maybe like one of his runs or something like that. And he just ended up like taking random calls about anything. It was like, ask Peanut anything. And he held his own. So he's back on the show tomorrow with Bill and Wendy, I think in the 11 o'clock hour. What?
Tomorrow, Saturday?
Oh, this Saturday. So, yeah, but I heard the promo, so I guess it's Monday. You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you for catching that.
I was like, wait a minute. I've been thinking today is Friday all day.
Oh, no. I think it's Wednesday. Yeah. I just love it. I want two more days of this. Mm. No, it's for Monday. You're right. Thank you for that. The Bears also, they cut Omar Bolden today. The safety from the Denver Broncos they picked up at free agent because, you know what, we really don't need safeties. That's one area for the Bears that's tight-knit. It's safety play. The Cubs head to Milwaukee tonight, and Dexter Free-Range Fowler is back in the leadoff spot. Also, lefty Mike Montgomery is activated and ready too. Also, Albert Elmora Whopper Jr. He got married yesterday, and his wedding present, the Cubs sent him back to the minors today.
Dexter Fowler hit a home run in his first
at-bat. He did. Yeah, see, that's the missing piece, right? They went on that sort of that June swoon or July swoon when Dexter Fowler pulled his hammy, and now he's back. There you go. Awesome. Yeah, that guy's never again going to be waiting for a phone call in free agency. Every team around the league is going to be like, yeah, let's sign that guy. Let's sign him up now. The Sox. Oh, God, the Sox. They lost again last night, and GM Rick Hahn is fielding offers. At least they're consistent around this time of the year, right? You know what you get. Sellers at the deadline. That should be their motto at the beginning in the spring training. Sellers at the deadline. Go Sox. They continue with the Tigers tonight at the Cell. The Crosstown Classic starts on Monday. You know the Sox are going to sweep, too. That's just baseball. Dumb baseball. Former NFL coach Denny Green died today at the age of 67. Way too young. He was a Bears nemesis for a while, and I loved his playbook on Madden. You could pick a team's playbook or a coach's playbook, and I always picked Denny Green because he had the fly routes for Randy Moss. He also flipped out on that Monday Night Football game 10 years ago when he said, the Bears are who we thought they were, which really meant the Bears have Rex Grossman as quarterback. How did we lose this game? And finally tonight, it looks like Illinois is going to allow people with migraine headaches to apply for medical marijuana. Which reminds me, man, I don't know what it is. I'm just seeing spots. Just can't shake this headache. Oh. Wait, what are symptoms of a migraine again? Because I think I have them all. That's the carryout for July 22nd, 2016. It's so hot outside that we're giving you extra wet naps. You know, use them to cool off. Coming up after the news, Dave Lundy's going to join us. We'll talk about what Tim Kaine brings to the Democratic ticket for the President of the United States. He was just announced as the vice presidential candidate. We'll talk with Dave about what that means. It's a download here on 720 WGN.